This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Guys, I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Doing great. Before we get started on recruiting, the Auburn basketball game last night, losing to Texas A&M, I said it can be really summed up by three phrases. Big comeback, Bryce Brown hurt, iffy call at the end. What were the takeaway from you from last night's loss at home, the first one of the season for Auburn basketball?
Yeah, I mean, you look at all those things, and I think it comes down to matchup. That's, in every sport is key, but in basketball maybe more than any other. You look at size for Texas A&M, and I think I mentioned last week I thought there were maybe the three toughest games left for Auburn on the schedule were all home games, and they're all midweeks coming up, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and then Alabama, because of different reasons. Texas A&M because of sheer size. They had seven players bigger than Horace Spencer, who's Auburn's biggest player right now. Then you look at Kentucky's length and Alabama's length on the perimeter. I thought those were, that was a big key going in last night. A lot of easy baskets, shot a huge percentage. But Auburn, battled and stayed in it. But, you're right. Without Bryce Brown in the second half, maybe especially late, for them to be in there and give themselves a shot, I thought was probably the most impressive part.
At Georgia this Saturday for the Tigers, and they had a pretty good game with Georgia, coming back to win that one a couple of weeks ago, but this time having to go to Athens.
Yeah, you're looking maybe the best player overall in the league right now. Doesn't have a ton of help, but Yante Maton is a difficult matchup again for Auburn because of his size and ability to step out on the court and do some things. But I think for this Auburn team, it's just – you just continue to do what you did, despite all the things that went wrong last night, and against the team that I think may be the most talented team in this league from top to bottom. I mean, it's an 81-80 game, and you play without Bryce Brown. And like you said, you have all those things go against you. So just continue to do what you do, which is grind, play defense, get up and down the court and try to create tempo. So I think that's the goal heading into Saturday in Athens.
Jason Caldwell is with us, AUTigers.com. That's Inside the Auburn Tigers. Surely Auburn football would have liked to have gotten Jamar Chase. They would have liked to have gotten Justin Ross, a couple of wide receivers. But all in all, it strikes me that yesterday, the second national signing day from Auburn's perspective, was without a great deal of surprises. Fair assessment, Jason?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe we look at it. I mean, there are only three spots maximum to begin with going into the day because you already had 15 signees and eight commitments heading into the day. So you only had three spots at a maximum anyway. Mm-hmm. And, you take a run at some guys, certain positions, certain players. Obviously, you mentioned Jamar Chase and Justin Ross. Auburn, it wasn't a need area to get another wide receiver. But if you can add one a guy like that, you're going to take a run at him. And so that's what Auburn did. I think you're looking probably from a team perspective and future perspective. And it'll sound like, oh, it's just sour grapes or whatever. Not sour grapes, but I think the addition of Caleb Johnson for a team was more important for Auburn than Justin Ross, because you're good at wide receiver already, but you can never have too many defensive linemen. And I think in the end, that may help you out more than if you had added Justin Ross or Jamar Chase anyway, because you're already pretty good at the wide receiver position.
We always ask this question every year, needs, filling needs, the pluses and the minuses.
Yeah, I think you're looking, to me, obviously, the pluses for me were five defensive linemen, because I think that's something that you have to just continuously add. You're looking. There's no question that the teams that you start looking around the country, teams that make runs in the playoffs, contending for national championships year in and year out, the common denominator is quality defensive linemen. I really believe that you look and you start going, if you have a chance to make it and make a run for a title right now in college football, yeah, you need quarterback, you need all those things. I think the first thing you need is a wealth a talented defensive lineman. And so I thought that was really important. From a negative perspective, obviously offensive line. You lose a lot of offensive linemen this year. The changeover from Herb Hand back to J.B. Grimes, it probably cost Auburn Richard Garage. I think they probably would have had him had that not happened. But now you look and you go, okay, you got Calvin Anderson, the grad transfer that's still out there, and then a really good 2019 class. And there's some good offensive linemen in this state in 2019. But Georgia, I mean, you know, Buford, Georgia probably has three D1 offensive linemen alone on that team. Wanye Morris at Grayson. There's a lot of names already on that 2019 offensive line class, and you're going to be able to sell playing time. So I think it's one of those things, catch 22. You're not counting on one of those guys to come in and play for you right now anyway. What it does is just set your clock back a year on that offensive line recruiting.
You always look for hidden gems, for hidden value in everything. I was talking a couple of days ago, I guess, with somebody who follows high school football in East Alabama, West Georgia, and he loves Caleb Johnson out of Columbus, Georgia. He thinks Auburn got a steal there. Do you see a great deal of upside from a three-star signee like that?
I do. I when I look at him, there's a couple of names that were kind of bandied about yesterday. One was Spencer Johnson, who was a linebacker and a big linebacker out of Southern Choctaw, late 90s, that played and played defensive tackle for Auburn down the road and played in the NFL for a long time. The one for me that kind of reminds me a little bit of Cindric Mark, because he's a guy that you look at his athleticism jumps out, and I'll never forget, you know, Tommy Tuberville saying, hey, when we knew he was the dude was when we watched him play basketball. But you look at Caleb Johnson, and you can see it by what he does on the field as a playmaker. They line him up, split him out at wide receiver. He makes plays down the field, always, you know, knocking the ball down at the line of scrimmage, chasing ball carriers down. He does all those things, and he just finds the football. And normally when you have a guy that finds the football, the bigger and stronger they get, that makes them a better playmaker at the line of scrimmage. And this kid's already 267, played about 250 or so as a senior, and he's still 8 months shy of his 18th birthday. So this guy has a ton of growing, maturing left to do. I really believe before he's done, he'll be a guy that's 6'3", 290, that plays inside and can get to the quarterback and create negative plays from the interior of a defensive line, and that's what you got to have.
Of course, it was the second signing day of the recruiting period. A lot of the signees, a lot of them from the December signing period, are already Auburn University students now, are already enrolled. Spring practice at Auburn, let's give a quick preview. We understand that there's a possibility that Jared Stidham might not go in spring, or at least might not go early in spring. Is that a rumor, or is that true?
Yeah, I wrote last week in my mailbag and a couple other places that, you know, he had a little work done on his non-throwing shoulder. But he's a guy that they don't need to see a whole lot from Jared Stidham. They know what he can do. And so I would guess that no contact for him at all after having shoulder surgery, and probably some 7-on-7 throwing after spring break, very similar to what Sean White did last year. I think it'll be kind of a similar plan for him. And really for this Auburn team, I think it could be one of the biggest news items of the year, not because you don't have Jared Stidham, but because it's going to give a ton of reps to Malik Willis and Joey Gatewood. That's going to be really important for those young quarterbacks. They're going to get a ton of work in the spring. And so I think it's going to end up being a positive for Auburn just to advance those guys even more. But I think Stidham will be back after spring break, kind of working and kind of working on the rhythm and getting back into the flow of things.
Jason, when we've talked basketball, we've talked about how the off-the-court issues are progressing. Not a lot of news on that, but in the last couple of weeks, we have talked about the future of Bruce Pearl. Is your feelings on that any different, same as it has been? Any update on that?
Yeah, no, I think everything will be settled, I think, once this season's done, once everybody has a chance to sit down and talk and do those things. And you also have a new athletic director, so you have a new voice in this as well. And so I think right now, I don't know that there's anything that's any different, but other than, you know, I think these sides are working much more together than they did at the beginning of this, and I think that's probably the most important thing.
Jason Caldwell is with us, AUTigers.com. Without discounting anybody else at the position in spring practice, I want to know your appraisal of the opportunities that these two men will get at running back. One of them is Asa Martin, an early enrollee from Decatur, and the other one is the young man from Lafayette, whose name escapes me, a Whitlow. Is he the real deal, Jason?
I think he's got a chance to be the real deal. I think you look, and Mary, I think there's five guys, and this is going to be as wide open a running back position in the spring as we've seen maybe in the last 5 or 6 years at Auburn, because they'll let those guys go. There's no holding anybody back because none of them have really gone out. And Cam Martin's probably the closest guy that's gone out and earned it, and he's still, you know, a guy that has a lot left in front of him. So I think what you're going to see this spring is they're going to roll the ball out there, put those guys in some scrimmage situations, let them go, let them get tackled, and see what happens. And so because of that, I think it'll give a chance for the cream to rise to the top a little bit quicker than it has in past years, where it's taken 2 or 3 games for guys to get back into the groove of things, you know, because maybe they didn't get as much work in the spring because they kind of knew what they had. But I think you mentioned Asa Martin, no question, already on campus. Up to about 205 already. Got plenty of size, and they're going to be bigger. I think he'll be very similar to Kerryon Johnson in that by next year, sophomore year, he'll be 215 or so playing the position. So I think Ace is going to get a lot of work. And then Jatarvius Whitlow, Booby Whitlow, high school quarterback, I think, you know, tremendous athlete, a guy that was a 200-meter champion, really good basketball player, just a machine at quarterback for Lafayette. I think you look at him and a guy that just has to learn to play the position, you know, because he's good with the ball in his hands, but it was a lot of improvisation at Lafayette with the ball in his hands. Now he's got to learn, hey, running track, you know, running lanes, using his blockers, all those things that, you know, instinctively guys like Kerryon Johnson have done because they played running back their whole lives. For him, it's just something that he has to work on to get better at because, hey, he's a guy that was the master of letting the play break down, you know, reversing field, doing those things. Well, Bo Jackson could do that, and maybe a couple other guys. In the SEC, most of the time, that's going to give you lost negative yards and big play opportunities for a defense. So I think for him, it's just learning how to play the position, but he's going to get every opportunity this spring.
Spring practice for Auburn is just around the corner. The 2018 signing class has wrapped up. Jason Caldwell covers, well, softball this weekend, baseball in a week, basketball still going on. Lots of things that you guys are covering at AUTigers.com. How can people log in?
Yeah, they can check us out at AUTigers.com and also follow me on Twitter at ITATJason. And you're right, you're getting ready for everything to be happening in this month. you throw spring football into the mix, basketball making a run, baseball, softball wide open. If you want to keep up with it, this is the time to do it because this is the busiest time of the year as we head towards March and get everything rolling.
It is extremely busy, and Jason and the staff at Inside the Auburn Tigers have it all covered. And how do our listeners get more involved with what you guys do?
Yeah, like I said, check us out at AUTigers.com and you know, subscription information there on the front, magazine ordering information as well. So you can find everything you need there at AUTigers.com.
Thank you very much, Jason. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
I thank you.